Welcome to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com. I am your guest host today, Monica Mendez, and I'm sitting in for Julie herself today. She's on vacation. She'll be back soon, though, so don't worry, fellas. But today's guest, I have the lovely Marley Moore with us.
Hello.
And she is beautiful. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Better now.
Oh, good.
So tell us about yourself, Marley. Well, I want to know everything about you.
Ooh.
First of all, are your tits real? No, I'm joking.
Yes. Yes, they are. Well, I'm just a pretty laid-back, easygoing girl. I like to have a good time. I like to spend a lot of time with my friends, and I love going to comedy shows.
All right. When did you get in the business, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Let's get
I got in the business about 2 months ago, so I'm very new.
Oh, so you're new.
Yes.
Very new. What made you get into the business?
Well, I was doing some PR work for the industry, and I spent some time talking to the girls in the industry, and I realized that it's something that I was interested in, and I looked into it, and here I am.
So, obviously, if you're in this business, you enjoy sex, right?
Oh, yes.
I'm shrinking. There. I'm back. So you enjoy sex?
Yes.
Do you enjoy
do.
Sex with boys or girls? You both. Do both.
I enjoy both. I actually only do girl-girl scenes, but I enjoy sex with both.
So on film, you only do girl-girl?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So who's your favorite girl to work with?
Well, there's a couple of them. I enjoyed working with Samantha Ryan and Nicole Sheridan.
But you've been in the business for 2 months, so you haven't done very many movies.
Mm-mm. No.
Who have you worked with as far as films? And what's tell me about the scene. I want to know. I want to know about the scene. What's the sexiest scene you've done? Do you do toys with girls? Are you the more dominant one in the sexual, scene?
Well, actually, no. I'm usually more submissive because they tend to say, like, I'm the girl next door and, like, that kind of look. So I'm usually more submissive.
Yeah, I get that from you. You know, you're wearing this little pink jacket, and very conservative, beautiful blonde hair. And it's, you look like the girl next door, but you're the girl next door that likes sex.
Yes. Yes, very good. I can be dominant, but usually I'm submissive.
So what is your biggest turn on?
Sexually,
of course.
Just a lot of dirty talk. I like that. Just
are you a dirty talker yourself? Or do you like to be talked
I like to be talked dirty
spoken
to.
Spoken to.
Yeah.
Yes. Really? So do you have a lover in your regular life?
No, I don't. I'm single.
You're single?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful girl like you, you're single?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it. You had sex right before you came here, right? Come on.
No.
So do you have a lot of sex on your regular basis, or is it just the industry that is kind of the where you let yourself go and have sex?
Yeah, basically it's the industry right now. I mean, 6 months ago, no, it wasn't. But now I've just concentrating on the industry right now and work. And I mean, I enjoy sex. Yes, I do. But
right
now it's just the industry, which is fun.
Good, 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 good. But I want to know something else.
Okay.
Do you enjoy using toys when you masturbate?
Yes.
I'm dirty.
I
you
do.
Gotta,
I do enjoy using toys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite toy? My toy is the rabbit.
Really? I think everyone loves the rabbit.
Also, at the same time, I do like, and for me, I like to watch girls using their hands when they masturbate, which is a very sexy thing.
Yeah, it is sexy.
And do you enjoy that yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
2 months. 2 months.
I know.
Fresh Marley Moore. 2 months.
I know. It's crazy.
This is Marley Moore we have with us if you're just kind of tuning in here.
Hello.
And she is hot. She has not yet shot with JulieLand.com, correct?
No, I haven't.
But you will.
Yeah.
You're beautiful, so everybody watch out. Hot, hot, hot. So you are a natural.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're beautiful.
Oh,
what size
you.
Are they?
34B.
Wow,
yeah.
They look bigger. They look, you wearing the magic push-up bra?
Kind of, a little bit.
Very nice. You're hot.
Thank you.
So do you live alone here in L.A.? Are you from
I have
LA?
A roommate. I'm from Pasadena area, so I've grown up in California my whole life.
Ah, so you didn't venture out here from somewhere else to become
Mm-mm.
the adult star. Do you want to be the next... What, Gemma Jameson? What is your goal here with this industry?
I definitely want to be around for a while.
You do?
I mean, Jenna is amazing. She's done a lot of great stuff. It's a lot of hard work. I would love to be in a position where she's at, but I'm just taking it one step at a time, just, you know, getting my feet wet.
Do you ever see yourself down the road working with boys?
Yes, I'm actually thinking about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any men in the industry that you would like to work with?
Julian Rios is...
What's his name?
Julian?
Julian? Oh, Julian.
Yeah.
Really? Julian, yeah. He's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. So do you watch porn, boy-girl porn, so you know your
stats? Yeah, of course, yeah.
Good. That's awesome. I think, let's see, who is my favorite male porn star? I mostly like girls, but I think that Jean Valjean is good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's a good one.
Yes.
Good, so maybe we can see you doing boy-girl in the near future.
Yeah,
possibly,
definitely.
Yes? Really good. So I have to ask, though, when you're having sex on film with these girls,
mm-hmm.
do you have real orgasms?
You know what? I've had two.
Don't lie. I want to know the truth.
No, I promise you. I've had a couple. And it's been great, you know? Like, most of the time, it's kind of hard because you're trying to work and concentrate and make sure that everything's perfect. But there has been a few times where I have.
So, okay. Seeing that you're really fresh and new in this industry, you are doing only girl. When was your first sexual experience with a girl? And not talking about the industry, because you must have mm-hmm. gone into this business liking girls to begin
mm-hmm.
with, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes. My first was when I was about 20, and I'm 23, so about 3 years ago. And it was with, like, my really close girlfriend, and happened a couple times. Yeah.
That's hot. Were you at a bar and you guys were drunk?
Yeah.
You just went in the bathroom and just went for
well,
it?
Well, we definitely were drinking that night. And then I spent the night at our house and it just happened. I mean, we've always had that like sexual interest in each other. It just, I don't know, it just happened.
Did she make the first move on you?
Yeah, she did.
Ah.
She did. And then eventually we got her boyfriend involved.
Aha. All right. So you're not the girl next door.
No.
Now, how was that?
That was really cool. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't.
Did you have sex with him?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
It was more like him watching us and her with him.
Did he masturbate while he watched the two of you together?
Mm-hmm. It was hot.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very hot. That's sexy, everybody. Marley Moore, very sexy. Wow. So have you had any more threesomes recently?
Not recently, no. Uh-uh.
Damn.
Darn it.
Do you want to have one?
Yes.
I think we got about 10 minutes to do that. So you have no boyfriends now?
No.
And no girlfriends?
No.
Well, what's going
on?
Huh? This is a beautiful girl here. I know a couple of girls and guys.
Ooh, I need numbers.
That may be very interested. So are you going to school?
I was. My last semester was actually studying abroad in London, but I haven't been back
really
to school in like 2 semesters.
Now, what were you studying in London?
Art. I was studying art.
Very nice.
Yeah. So
do you have a favorite artist? Richard Avery.
I'm a big Van Gogh fan.
All right.
But I have a few of them.
She's beautiful and smart. Great. It's nice when you see these adult stars that have their act together.
Yeah.
And they're smart. I like that. And they have threesomes.
That's hot.
Which is always a nice thing. I had a threesome once.
Ooh.
In a dream somewhere.
No.
So I want to know more about this girl action.
Okay.
You really didn't get into complete detail with me.
Okay.
When you were at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit on you.
Mm-hmm.
How did she hit on you? Were you drunk?
Oh, we
did
were
she,
drunk.
Were you wearing a skirt and she kind of put your hand up your leg and just started, you know?
Yeah, we were touching each other all night.
That's
and it,
hot.
It was just, you know, just worked up to that. And she just basically just asked me, you know, are you interested in maybe doing some stuff with me? And I was like, of course, she's hot, you know?
Do you still see this girl?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah.
Does she know that you're in this industry now, and does she get jealous?
Yeah, she doesn't really like it. Mm-mm. She doesn't like
that. She's probably jealous.
Probably.
Jealous. What does she look like? Does she have big boobs?
Oh, yeah. She's hot. She has really big boobs and long blonde hair.
Wow. Like
yeah.
you.
Yeah, she's really pretty. Really pretty.
Wow. Very hot. So when you go out to clubs now, do you ever encounter this the same situation? Do you find yourself in the situation with a beautiful hot girl hitting on you, or do you get noticed?
Yes. Now I'm starting to be more comfortable with talking to women in that situation. Not so much do girls come up to me, but I definitely get that eye contact, and now it's more like I need to step in.
Yeah, so you have to take charge.
Yeah.
See, you have to step up to the plate. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you have favorite hangouts where you go and in LA, and you like to go and kind of?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really women. Into going to the comedy clubs. So, I mean, it just depends on that. I don't really meet a lot of girls there, but maybe when I'm clubbing and going out and stuff like that, that's different.
So aside from enjoying art, having threesomes, going to comedy clubs, what else do you like to do outside this industry?
I just like to, you know, enjoy time to myself, like going to the beach or surfing or reading, you know, just like I like to paint and draw, stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. So you're a normal girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's normal, honey. So, well, this is interesting. I like to hear about the sex stories, of course, because it's, for me, just kind of, you know, I don't have it. No, yeah. I'm joking. So it's good to hear a beautiful girl.
Let's go to lunch. We need to
leave. Need to go talk more.
Yeah.
So who do you want to work with? I think I asked you which guys you want to work with. Mm-hmm. And you've worked with your females that you've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Are there any girls out there that you'd really just love to give it to?
I would love to work with Jessie Capelli.
I think
she is gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
She is gorgeous, yeah.
Club Jenna girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely gorgeous.
Very nice. So what would you want to do a hardcore girl scene with her? Do you want to tie her up?
Ooh.
Or spank her?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's hot. I want to grab that hair. It's so long. The hair? Gorgeous, yeah.
Are you a receiver or a giver? If you were with Jessie, what would you do? Would you pin her down? Would you go down on her? Or would you want her to do that to you?
Well, with her, I'm just so thrown back by her looks. I'm kind of intimidated. I'd kind of want her to just throw me down.
Really? See, I like kissing girls. Mm-hmm. Kissing is a turn on.
Yeah.
And is that your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Biting?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Nibbling.
Nibbling,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Fingering.
Mm, yeah.
Pounding.
Ooh,
sucking.
Now I'm getting all hot.
There you go. Now we're getting somewhere in here. Marley Moore, very sexy.
Yeah, thank you.
Very sexy. You're welcome. Anything else you'd like to say to me, Harry?
Let's see. I don't know.
What do you enjoy the most about being a porn star? I mean, is it the money? Is it the fact that you get noticed by other girls when you're in the club? Wonderful interviews like this.
Yeah, just everything. Just being able to like be open with my sexuality and just being able to work with all these gorgeous women, and I just love it.
Have you ever been approached by celebrities out there? I mean, are you noticed by people? Is it
well, no,
every girl comes out here and expects that this
No, because I'm so new that like nobody really knows who I am. So no, I don't get approached.
Have you been to the AVN show yet?
No, this year will be
You're going
my first.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Well, good luck.
Thank
You're
you.
You're beautiful. You're hot.
Thank
so
you.
So I think you'll have no problem in this industry.
Thank you.
Very sexy. So let me see your breasts.
Okay. No, okay. Hold on.
Do you have any siblings?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
You're the only child.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so out of it this morning. No, I have a brother. I'm thinking you're asking if I have any kids.
No.
Wow.
No.
So I,
that
I
too,
was
though.
Out
do
last
you have
night.
Any, do you have any children? No.
No, I don't.
No children.
Mm-mm.
Do you want children?
Someday. Yeah.
If you could direct your own movie, who would be in it?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you shoot it? What would be the scenario?
Hmm.
What would it be called?
Wow, this is so many questions. Let's see. I would love to do something just off the wall crazy, like maybe skydiving or something. Some skydiving scene, you skydive and then you land on the ground and then there's like some kind of scene set up.
Well, that's pretty
I know.
Out there.
I really, because I've been talking to some people about some wild scenes like that, like trying to get different stuff out there.
And have you skydived before?
No, I'm going to be skydiving in a few months, though.
You do it naked?
I want to. I mean, I'm not going to do it right away.
You can. I think you should call your movie More Sex.
Yeah, More and More.
You have a great name, by the way. How'd you pick this name out?
Well, I'm a big Bob Marley fan. And
you smoked the ganja. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's the kind of girl you are. Artistic.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that's Scott, why I didn't understand the siblings part.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you seem like a really nice, down-to-earth girl.
Yeah.
But you didn't answer my question.
Which one?
If you had your own movie, what actors? You know, this is your project.
Yeah, I mean, that was just something to throw out there because I've been so interested in skydiving in a scene. But I'm sure it would be more I wouldn't actually probably do that. I would do something a little more glamorous. Like, Michael Ninn does some amazing work that I would love to, like, you know, do something, like, glamorous like he does. I would love to have some really big actors.
High-end.
Yes.
All right.
High-end. I mean, the Club Jenna girls are gorgeous. To work with them would be great.
What do you think about anal sex?
Well,
now, you don't do boy-girl on film, but you might.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do anal with toys. Do you do that?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if... I mean, I don't know if I would do it on scene.
Right.
On camera, but I enjoy it every now and then. You know,
it's something that you have to enjoy, I think, in order to do it. I think a lot of girls do it, and maybe if you know, it's not enjoyable, it doesn't come across on film very much. But you know, that
it's
is
different.
That would be out there. If you get into the boy girl, you're gonna have to It's very interesting. So you smoke pot, you want to skydive, you have threesomes.
Yeah,
you like art. You're very interesting. But let's see. What can we get in there? You gotta tell me more goods. I want to know more. Have you ever had sex with three girls?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Uh-huh. Well, come on. You're holding back. I've had sex with one girl once. Three girls.
No. Well, I've done scenes where there's three of us. So it's like... It's
okay, in a movie.
Yes.
So not in your personal life.
No, not in my personal life. All darn right.
Darn it.
Come on, let's go find a girl.
You're still young. It could still happen. So what was that like, having three girls?
I love it. I think the more the better. You know? I'm really into that. It's just, you know, there's more contact. There's just more to do. There's more to work with. You know, it's fun.
So in this, when you're with these girls, what is it about women? What do you like in a woman? What turns you on?
Oh, everything. I think the woman's body is just so amazing. It's so much more sexier, and there's just so much more curves. And
right. Do you like small tits, little boobs, ass, legs?
I like both. I mean, I love ass. Ass is nice.
You like ass?
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, a nice set of good boobs are always good. But
what do you like about yourself? I have to ask this question.
I like my smile.
Your smile?
I like my boobs.
You have a
like
great smile,
boobs.
But you have, yeah.
I wouldn't mind going bigger on my boobs. But.
Nah, you're going to get the boob job?
Yeah.
You really don't need it. Everybody that's listening, this girl has amazing boobs. What does your butt look like? Can I see your butt?
Yeah.
Let me see the booty.
It's nothing great.
She's got a booty. Like, you're curvy. You're hot. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Boob jobs are okay. They're fine, but you know.
Yeah. They're fun.
They gotta jiggle. Very nice move.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you like your smile.
Yeah. I like my smile.
All right. I guess that's okay. But you have nice eyes. You got beautiful hair. Smile. Your whole package. You guys say that.
Aww.
I like everything. I want to talk. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say? Do you have a website that you'd like to mention?
I'm actually trying to build my website now. So in the future, there will be a website for Marley Moore.
And you're going to have video on it. Yeah. And we're going to see you with three girls and midgets and animals.
I don't know about all that.
Have you ever seen the animal videos?
I have.
You have.
It's quite disturbing.
I'm
not too into all that.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I'm a big animal fan, so I'm not really into, you know, that kind of stuff.
No animal sex.
No.
No donkey shows.
No donkey shows.
All right.
You're all, darn it.
I have to try. I have to ask. All right. Well, when you have a girlfriend, I want you to bring her in here. You're going to have Richard Avery shoot you with okay. another girl.
Okay.
And you're going to do anal.
Anal.
And we're going to bring in the goat. And you're going to do it.
Don't forget the horse.
Horse.
I'm kidding. Not yeah. into that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. This
thank
is
you.
Marley Moore filling in. I'm Monica Mendez for Julie Ashton at julieland.com. And we'll see you later.